It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's Wrinkled Sheets. It's really kind of neat. Listen to Wrinkled Sheets. Yeah. And the dog bark.
We're back. Yay.
Yeah. How did it go? You were here alone without me while I was out making money to pay the bills. How was things here at the house?
Lonely. Very, very freaking lonely.
But I made it back in time for 4th of July.
You Woo-hoo! Did. I picked you up at 5:30, and we were at the fireworks by 6:30, and they didn't start till 9:30.
So we made it.
It was quite the long evening.
Plenty of time.
Do you want to hit pause?
Huh? Oh, you got to get the dog?
Yeah.
Okay, I hit pause. The dog and the cat at one table.
Peaceful. My dog. My boss, whose last day was today, she just got a dog. Purebred Golden Retriever. Because she's taking the month of July off.
Is she going to take time to, quote, housebreak it?
She said he's good. He's signed up for obedience school, I think, this week or next. But she said there's been minimal issues. And she is a cat person. She has 3 or 4 cats. She hasn't had a dog for 8 years or so.
So what's it made her decide that it's dog time?
She just decided she needed something to fill her time for a month. I'm like, yeah, it's more than a month, but...
Yeah, that's a little... That's kind of more super, of a, at least a few year
as
commitment.
You know, there's a huge difference between a dog and a cat companionship. And when you're home, alone, Butterfly is way better than a pod cat.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, but not better than me, and that's all that matters.
Right.
I cannot be replaced by dog loving.
No.
That even sounded bad.
It did. Gross.
So we went to the 4th of July fireworks.
And it was the best finale ever.
I was going to say that.
Because that's what you said. And that's what you say every year.
But it really was. Didn't you think?
Every year.
Didn't you think it was this year? The way it just kind of... Just boom, 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 so fast and so quick and so bright.
That's how every finale is. It's like you forget every year.
No, but this one was better. This one really was.
I'm bookmarking this episode. And then next year...
When I say it was the best ever? There were some pretty cool fireworks this year. I mean, as far as the way they... You know, and you have to think about how they pack those fireworks. That's what I was saying to you. Like, when it goes off and it blows up into a perfect circle, somebody had to know the exact amount of gunpowder to blow it that far. And then the
you
little
think
ones have to...
That's a six-figure job?
I think it's a six-finger job. I think people have probably lost a few fingers
Trial
learning
and
the
error.
Trade.
Trial and error. Yes, I'm very happy that you're back. I'm always happy that you're back.
So as a child, what was your favorite firework?
I've always been scared of fireworks. I still am. But I love the sparklers.
That's so wimpy. I mean, it's good.
I'm
it's a girl.
Girl.
But you just
I was always afraid that something was going to catch on fire.
And wave them.
I was afraid something was going to catch on fire with everything else. Like it would go into like the dry grass and like then our house would go away.
And then you'd be homeless because of your... Fireworks usage?
Yes.
Did you ever use your sparkler to write your name in the dark?
Yes. And you know what the cool thing is about social media? Like, people do, like, cool designs. I wanted to get sparklers this year, but we ran out of time.
We could have done it. We could have gone somewhere where they're legal.
I know.
And found
but
some.
We were both pretty tired.
I'm still annoyed traveling. By people that fire the fireworks off in the neighborhood when they know they're not supposed to. How do you... I don't even know how you're that dumb. Because you fire fireworks straight up, a cop could just drive around and go, it's on the next block. Or do they
There's
even
There's so
bother?
Many people doing it, like, I think they just assume they're not going to get caught. Because there really are. Like, we have a couple sides where the fireworks were going off. And I, you know...
And thank God the dog is deaf this year.
It Butterfly doesn't really even seem to be fazed.
No.
But Moonpie... Freaked the F out last year.
Used to just scratch at the wall, bite at the door, pee on everything. This year, kind of, it was laying against the wall, the outside wall, and didn't even notice this year. So, thank God for older dogs.
Yes. Yes. And you came back and we caught up on some television.
Oh, yes, true.
What?
Well, I was going to go one more with a fireworks thing.
I didn't feel it.
Oh, that's okay. That's okay.
It's 4 days after July 4th. Is it relevant information?
Yes. No. Okay. It's very, very relevant because it's the holidays season still. And you always used to always hear how people were going to go, you're going to hurt yourself, or you're going to put an eye out with that bottle rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a TV weatherman lost his eye.
This year?
This year.
Oh, with poor fireworks. Guy. Where was he from?
Detroit.
Oh, no.
Detroit television weatherman Dave Rexroth, who works at the station WXYZ, has lost sight in his left eye after a fireworks incident in Iowa. According to the station, the fireworks mishap happened Friday night while Rex Roth was vacationing with his family in Iowa City. He will undergo surgery that will begin the process of implanting a prosthetic eye. He's expected to make a full recovery by September.
Where do we send flowers?
He can't see them. Oh!
I stepped right into that.
You did, didn't you?
I really did.
You really did. But there, somebody really did.
Poke an eye out.
Now the next thing you know is they're going to hear that the real BB gun is you can shoot your eye out.
I'm pretty sure it's happened.
Maybe, but I don't think it's...
I haven't read it, so it's not true.
Right. I have not read it, so it is not true.
So, under the dome, can we talk about TV now?
Meanwhile, back at the TV
set. No, I'm really excited because you're one of the only people I can talk to about this.
Uh-huh.
And now we could share it with the world.
Yes.
And Tracy Taylor needs to come over and we should have Under the Dome recap parties.
Okay.
Because it's on way too late at night to entertain.
Well, let me say this about Under the Dome. I'm confused.
What? No, I'm back confused. On the... I'm back on...
Are you totally back
I'm
on?
I'm on it. And then Stephen King, who...
Made a guest appearance?
Well, he wrote it, right?
Wrote this new season's first episode.
And he said that the big... word is no one is safe. And we see that. Like, a preview of the episode that is playing probably right now.
Uh-huh.
The second one.
Oh, is it on right tonight?
Yeah, it's on Monday nights. It's the season two, and he's saying no one is safe. And I get all excited.
Well, I think that is the new thing in TV now, is that they just kill off people. I think that is the new...
I'm just so excited to see who's going to die next.
See what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like when we were
so
watching...
So, like, the police officer lady died last week. If you haven't watched it, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert! Too late, spoiler alert!
And then, coming up, we find that the girl, the blonde, little blonde-haired girl, dies.
What little blonde-haired girl?
What's her name? See, I'm horrible at this.
The one that was chained in the basement.
Yes.
The one that was the girlfriend of the psycho deputy.
Yes. And, it's so exciting. But I'm back. How are you confused? How are you not on the same page again?
Because, well, toward the end, I got better. But you have to admit, when that episode started, it definitely was like...
Was I on something when I watched the last few episodes?
Right. And then this just happened, and that happened, and boom, they killed her. And where are they going with this?
And there's new characters, and it's like, where were they last year?
Why weren't they under the dome?
Were under the dome, they just weren't on the show.
Well, how does a new character get under the dome?
Because the dome covers a big area. They're not featuring every single person every episode.
How big is this dome? Because it doesn't look that big.
No! How big is the dome? I'm Googling.
Well, here's the other thing about the dome. This is the little things that... Did you notice that when they were in the kitchen, the kids were hiding behind the table?
Are you going to break my fantasy?
No.
Stop before you...
What?
Are you going to break my fantasy?
I don't think so.
This is a fun, not real story that I can absorb myself in on a weekly basis and escape reality.
Okay, but let me just ask this part. Okay, they're hiding in the kitchen, and they're behind the table, mm-hmm. and the nails start coming out of the wall,
mm-hmm.
and they come flying at them. Why didn't all the nails come out?
They did. That's why the house collapsed.
I didn't see the house collapse.
Yes. As soon as they ran out, the house collapsed.
Oh.
And that's why Big Jim's like, here's a key, you can live with me.
Oh, that's right, he did do that.
Were you on something?
I must have been on something.
I can't find out how big the dome is. I bet that's not listed anywhere.
It doesn't really matter. I just think it's very odd.
Do you not want to watch it anymore?
No, I'm liking Under the Dome. See what she does to me?
You get all judgmental sounding.
No, I just get...
Like, you know how this was wrong and how this was not realistic in this not true story that's on TV?
Well, that just bothers me. So it's like when you watch a movie and you see the mistakes. It's like, if nails are going to come out, all the nails got to come out. If
I just think it's cool
wall,
to
how come
see
their
him?
Teeth don't fly? If their gun is going to fly out of the holster, how come their teeth don't come?
I just think it's cool when I notice stuff like that. I'm like, yes, I'm observant from time to time.
That's pretty good.
And Big Brother 16 is like rocking and rolling, and it's only week 2, 3. It's like moving fast.
It is moving
fast. They are like jumping in and getting it done.
And what was the name of the girl that got voted out?
Joey.
Joey?
Mm-hmm. And her alter ego was Alex.
She was the... She had two people?
When she...
Who was the purple... She was the purple-haired girl.
Blue. Yeah. Blue-haired. When she found out she was going to get evicted, she dressed up as a lumberjack and started like ranting around the house. Not psycho, but like fun, trying to like make people like chill out, and called herself Alex.
Huh.
Yeah. And this is actually going to be known as the rapid self-implosion season. So Joey has been evicted. Amber and Devin have become the second round of dual head of households, which is brand new this year. This is the very first year that they're having two HOHs at once.
Because that just helps get people out quicker, doesn't it?
No. Are you watching the show?
I
so
am.
You have these two HOHs. They nominate two people. And then those four people go against each other. So it's the two pairs. And whoever wins that competition ousts the HOH and cancels out that HOH's nominees. So then you're back to the one HOH and the two nominees.
Somebody rules. Somebody rules.
And so Amber and Devin became the new HOHs this week. And then Devin's group beat Amber's group. So now Devin is the HOH.
Devin is the one that looks like The Rock.
He's such a douchebag.
And you don't like him.
He is so, like, dumb. He got pulled into an alliance of six. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, and these are all men, out of nowhere, he randomly invites these two chicks to be a part of it. And like, here, there's an all-male alliance, but I think you should really be a part of it. So now it's an alliance of eight. There's only 16 people in the house. That's half of the freaking house. And he did not talk to his alliance before doing this. So he's like, so guys, I kind of invited these girls. And they're like, what the heck? And then he's like, I'm done lying. I'm going to be honest. And he, like, outs himself and everybody.
And he cried. And he cried like a little baby.
It's a week. Two.
What is it that draws you so much to this show?
What is it?
Because you could just like, you could feel it and hear it in your voice. About,
I get passionate.
What is it about this show?
I don't know. I always get like this, don't
is
I?
It just the drama of
I
the show?
I think it is. And they're real people. And I can't imagine. I bet I'd be kind of crazy in that house. And could I take it, or would I crack under the pressure in week two?
What about the Duck Dynasty dude? Is he
Donnie?
Is he for real? Does he
yes.
really? Does he really talk
he's,
like that?
He's the groundskeeper at the same high school that Kelly Pickler went to. Do you remember when she first came out into the public?
Yeah.
Everyone's like, is she for real?
Yeah, but does she really talk like that?
Yes. And then how about that bromance between Zach and Frankie? And Zach's like, I'm not gay.
But
our bond is as though he's my boyfriend.
They cuddle really? At night? Have you seen?
Yes. I've seen lots of teasers today on Twitter. Like, the new showmance. It's not what you think.
See, I think that's cast. I think they've kind of played up. Like, we should edit this to make it look more a little bromancy.
Yeah. I like Frankie. His sister is that Azalea girl. What's her name?
I don't know. Because even when they started the show, I'm sort of related to somebody really famous. And I'm like, who?
Well, you're not really in the loop of, like, the, like, top.
Huh?
You're not, like, in the loop of, like, top 10 music. She's like, here, I'm pulling him up.
I listen to, like, top 10 radio. I mean,
no, you listen to Mix. They don't play top 10 all the time. They play, like, 5 of the top 10. Ariana Grande. Ariana Grande?
Ariola Grande. What?
I'm going to pull it up. I've heard her name. My friend Ashley said that she was like the next Mariah. Ariana Grande. Yeah. She has a few songs. She's newer, but yeah, she's been
no
in a couple movies.
Are you going to play something over there just to give us a hint of...
No.
No.
Yeah. But she's... I know the name. And she's pop idol. I don't know. But... And he's a big YouTube sensation. Are you looking at your watch?
No.
Are you bored?
No. I looked at it by iPad to see if...
We have Chromecast now in the house, which is pretty exciting. Speaking of YouTube...
Yes, you can actually throw your YouTube from your phone to the TV.
You don't throw it at the TV. You just hit play
and it,
on your phone, and it plays in front of you on the big TV.
And I can watch all kind of makeup tips with you. Boy, I didn't realize there were hundreds of people doing makeup videos.
I know, last night you're like, how many people do this? I'm like, hundreds. I only follow like 10. Yeah, I know.
Is there really hundreds? Seriously?
Yes. There are, but there's like a top like 20 probably. And that actually make money. That's how they make money off of this.
How come you're not doing that then?
I am not into I'm learning still. Like,
You're learning from their videos?
Like, I think a lot of these girls started as like Mac girls. They worked in the back store. Not the Mac, like Apple. Like makeup.
I knew. No, I knew. Okay. I knew.
You looked confused.
Because that Mac doesn't have a genius bar. I guarantee it.
No, but they have a color bar. They worked at Ulta, or they worked at, you know, Sephora. And they have some knowledge. Yeah, so high five for that Chromecast.
I tried to high five. I think it jacked with my Galaxy Samsung tablet.
I haven't tried to connect my phone.
Because I had to restore my tablet to factory setting last night and try to reboot and redo. Yeah, I know. So that I'm having to reinstall stuff. And you go, what did I have? Do you ever think about that? Do you know what you had? If you had to reboot your phone right now to factory settings, do you know what?
Over time, I would find, like,
you remember something?
Where's that app? I use that to edit those pictures. Or where's that app? I listen to my podcast on that app. It's happened to me before. Remember when I got a brand new phone and it kind of jacked up?
Yeah.
When I was trying to restore it, and I'd be like, I was so pissed. I was so pissed. But over time, I found them and I didn't have to pay for any of them again.
That's the one good thing about Apple is once you pay for them, you just go back and get them again. But Galaxy tablet, I really was like, I don't know what I have, but then again, it doesn't really matter. If I'm not using it, then I probably don't need it until I need it.
Right. That is so true. So true. And Galaxy, have you discovered, do you have to pay again?
No.
Have you paid for many apps on Google
Play?
No, I've
only paid for like one or two apps on that.
My girlfriend had a great idea, and I should do this with iTunes. You take your credit card information out, you buy a gift card.
Mm-hmm.
And you use that, and it kind of makes you
pay attention to how much
responsible.
You're spending.
Because I've had nights where I'm like, oh, I want to listen to this music or that music, and like,
and you just go buy the
album. Next weekend, I'm like, oh, I spent $50 on music, and half of it I had in the actual CD in our basement.
You just did that this weekend. You bought a CD.
Oh,
of
no,
Miranda
that's
Lambert.
Different. That's different. That's totally
it.
Different.
You go, ooh. I need this. I go, you already have it. You download it. I don't have a physical copy of the CD.
That's
of the CD.
Different when I love someone music-wise. I must have the jacket. It tells you, like, their message to their fans, the lyrics, and who wrote all their songs.
Well, how come you didn't just wait
and buy pictures that you're not going to see ever.
Why didn't you just wait and buy the CD and then have all that at one time?
It was not available at 10 p.m. the night before it went out.
So it doesn't bother you spending it twice then?
Nope. Not for Miranda Lambert. You won't be seeing me do that for, I don't know, any other artist really. She's my only, like, number one. Sorry.
That's okay.
You think I'm weird?
No. Don't you enjoy the record store, though? Browsing through the record store?
I do, but I felt dirty.
Because they are. They're dusty,
they're dusty
old records.
We went to a record store this weekend, and that was fun.
You got into to the old country stuff.
I did. I love the old country stuff. I do. What? Oh, what?
I'm throwing it to you.
Sorry, call me Brooke. I don't know what you're doing.
I know.
I got into the old country stuff.
And I thought maybe you would just go, you know what I saw or what I didn't see or who I discovered or who I didn't know. Or it's kind of like when you tell the story of like what you did during the...
Okay, yeah, it was Dusty Records and it was cool to see them.
And that's all.
What?
I didn't see anything I didn't know about. I wasn't surprised by an album cover or...
No.
No. You just sort of wandered around going, these are dirty. This is dusty.
I need a voodoo donut. Are we going to tell
that
story?
Okay, we did do that. You can tell that story now. You made me go wait in line for 4 hours for a donut.
It was not 4 hours. It was like 30 to 45 minutes at the most. And the whole time we're looking at their website trying to decide what donut to get. And we both get two and half of our selection are still in our refrigerator.
We're on our phones. Both of us looking at their menu online as we're waiting in line because
at Voodoo Donut.
I don't think their menu on the wall
not
is big enough.
It's not.
Because you kind of have to know when you get there. I wonder if, did you see other people doing that? Were they looking
yes.
at the...
And then, like, the donut I wanted on their website was called Something Else Cream because it's based in Oregon. There's three locations in Oregon, only one location in Denver. Well, here in Denver, the same donut is called Colfax Cream because it's on Colfax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's probably called another kind of cream at every
Portland
different location.
Cream?
No, depending on what street they're on.
Well, I was going to get the cock and balls.
No, you weren't.
But you said don't do it.
You were not. That was the size of your head.
I know. And it really was the shape of...
A penis with balls.
It was.
It was.
But when you read the ingredients, you thought, I might be able to go ahead and eat this. Looking at it, I wouldn't want to. But after reading the ingredients, you're like, this is an awful good sounding donut.
I only ate the Colfax cream, and it was maybe like 4 inches in diameter
mm-hmm.
at the most. Had maple on the top, the maple icing. Inside it had Bavarian cream. So nothing bigger than I had had ever, like, donut-wise.
Well, you had a jelly donut coma. You had, let's start back. You
had
donuts twice in one day.
I had 4 donut holes. But that was several hours before. I have done that before. Like, in one sitting.
Yeah, but did you eat 2 donuts in one day?
Yes.
Did you eat 4 donut holes and then go, did you have a donut?
Yes, I'm saying I have done that before.
Okay.
But recently, I've kind of gotten off the sugar, and I don't think I realized how much I got off the sugar. Because I wasn't even drinking diet soda much. I wasn't going for my ice cream as much. I had replaced it with, like, these cookies that didn't have sugar in them at all. And then I have that one donut, and I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to die. I had the worst headache I've ever had. I wanted to throw up everything I've ever eaten. And it took a Vicodin and sleeping pill to knock me out at 8:30 on a Saturday night before I could kind of feel better on Sunday.
You turned into a sugar beast. You were just like,
I know. I remember telling you, I'm glad I went to bed because you would not have wanted to deal with me. And now I'm scared of donuts.
All donuts or just sugar in general?
I'm a little scared. Well, I had a little mini cupcake today. Like the little mini ones, because my boss's last day was today. Have I mentioned that?
A lot.
Kind of a big
cry
deal.
Now?
Not gonna cry. I had one of those, and I was little. Like I had a sandwich before it to like have some stability before the sugar, and I think I'm okay.
I hate when that happens. When it just zooms.
I can't believe
you
do that a lot.
Told you I've had a couple of those. Like you.
No.
I've had more than a couple.
It's like once a week.
But
that's not healthy, babe. You gotta stop.
Well, mine is more of the caffeine headache that just comes over. It's like
I think it's sugar.
It's probably because I use 2 spoonfuls in every cup of coffee,
every
but then I drink
single cup.
4 cups of coffee, and it's like, I have the worst headache, but I must continue.
I could not continue.
No, you gave up. Flag went up. I surrender. Where's the bed?
I told you. I'm going to get home. I'm going to take off my clothes, and I'm going to lay down. Speaking of...
What? Is that what you need to do
now?
Taking
off your clothes. Yes. No.
What?
Taking off your clothes to sleep. We need to do that all the time. Because
what?
A study shows that couples who sleep together in the nude tend to be happier.
I would say yes. I would say that's probably true. Yes.
Why is that?
Because you're naked. And everything's better when you're naked.
Our neighbors don't agree with you.
Okay, watering the lawn naked is not what you should do.
No. So this article says that apparently letting your junk rub up against the sheets is the key to a happy relationship.
And where did you find an article that says rubbing your junk on
Elite
a sheet?
Daily.
What is it?
EliteDaily.com.
Okay.
So it's a poll conducted by Cotton USA, and couples who sleep together are happier. In a group of 1,004 Britons, 57% of nude sleepers had happy relationships compared to 48% of those who sleep in pajamas.
But you don't sleep in pajamas. You sleep in an Oak Ridge Boys t-shirt.
I get cold.
That is your now go-to sexy pajamas.
I know. It's weird. It's weird. I'm just very comfortable because it gets very cold in the house when you're here because you like... to
set it on 72.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I turned it off when I came home today.
I noticed in the house
because we had to,
so hot upstairs.
We had to record.
I understand that. Because you have to have the air quiet down here. It's really weird how the air conditioner turns this room into just a...
It's colder in here. I'm freezing in here.
No,
right,
not
now.
The temperature. I'm just saying the air, the noise.
Yeah.
That's what you hear in the background. Some podcasts, you hear that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I hope that doesn't annoy everybody.
So I should work on sleeping naked. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You would be happier with me if I were naked.
Yes. Yes. And I think we could just end the show on that right
what?
There.
What? No, I have more.
No, go ahead.
Oh.
Stop.
Oh. So I found an article. The 10 signs that your partner is the best friend, the bestest friend you have in the whole world.
Oh.
I needed this article
Did
today.
Did I relate? Did
I don't
I win?
Know. I
Did
haven't I... read it. Okay. Let's discover this together.
Together? Okay, this ought to be good or a fight.
So bitches are crazy, and I think I need to find a friend in you.
Okay.
So number one, your partner is the one you go to with all your problems. It's true. I do complain to you a lot.
You do. You complain a lot.
Thanks. Okay, no.
Okay, no. You don't want. No, it's okay that you come to me with your problems because I just listen. I'm not one of those guys that tries to fix everything.
You kind of do sometimes.
Damn it.
It's the guy in you.
Okay.
Number two, you have more fun with your partner than with any of your other friends. Sex aside.
True.
We do have fun together.
True.
We have our adventures. You don't feel the need to hang out solely with your partner, but you prefer it when he or she is around.
True.
I've gotten better at that.
What, you don't like being around?
No, I used to only want to hang out with you. When you first started traveling, I was like, I feel so alone.
And I know, that's what I used to go do something. Get out of the house. Go somewhere.
I know,
go
I know.
Go to a movie by yourself.
I do.
Get a jelly donut. Get a headache.
But it's because we live so far out of town. The two of you have more inside jokes than you can count. Do we? I think you joke about me.
I have a lot of jokes about you. Matter of fact, I have so many jokes about you, people really can't believe that we're still together.
That's super.
No, I have
Thanks, people.
I have people come up to me after a show and go, does your girlfriend know how you talk about
but
her?
But half of that stuff is not about me. It's about previous girlfriends. You have a compilation.
Yeah, but there's quite a bit of it now
We share many of the same hobbies as number five, which is not true.
Not true at
Outside
all.
Outside of podcasting, that's the only thing we really share hobby-wise.
Well, neither one of us really have hobbies. It's not like you're building boats in a bottle or making buildings out of popsicle sticks or gluing shit to a hot glue
that's
gun.
That's true. I have no time for that. Who has time for that?
And my hobby really is just reading. I mean, that's what I like to... I like new stuff and keeping up with...
Constant.
Yeah.
And I don't do that either. You have debates on just about anything you can think of. I'm not a good debater.
You are not a good debater.
I do not like to argue with you.
Not at all.
We avoid everything at all costs.
Your foot just goes... I'm not talking about this.
You don't fight too often, but when you do, neither of you take it to heart. Okay, I got to work on that.
You do have to work. You have to work a lot on that.
I'm
fragile. I might have to get people to come over and help you work on that. I'll go to Home Depot and get some people and they can come over and help you work on that.
We're not doing too good on this list. The next one, the two of you are more than comfortable doing just about nothing together. We're good at doing nothing.
We're really good. I'm great at doing nothing.
And you have taught me to be a good nothinger.
Isn't it fun to do nothing together,
it is,
though?
When you like work as hard as we do, when you have that time to just do nothing. It's awesome. Before, I was like, if I do nothing, that means I'm not living a purposeful life.
I think sometimes I feel like there's so much to do it going on or so much to do that it's hard to get started on one thing because you go, which one should I start with? If I start this, it will overlap. I should probably, if I go and do this right now, then it turns into that mess right there.
Yeah, because, I've seen that happen with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, did you do this today? No. What did you do today? Well, I thought about doing this, and then I didn't do that because I did that, and then I thought about doing this, and it just happened that you ended up doing one thing all day long.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I feel good if I've actually done
one thing.
One thing. Like today I felt was very productive.
There's laundry folded on the kitchen counter. Halfway there.
I
halfway
did laundry. There, babe. I folded it, but I went to the post office and mailed off some payments that I was supposed to do.
Oh, good.
And I went and got stuff for the backyard.
Yes.
And
gotta feed those birds.
Gotta feed the birds. So I felt like I got some things done that just are little minor things.
Right. The next one, your partner is the one you go to for advice. Best friends are incredibly important because they help us through life unscathed. Mm-hmm. I want to say you never come to me for advice, but I go to you maybe 50% of the time.
Yeah.
And about 50% of the time of that, you give me good advice. The other half, I'm like,
yeah. Not so much. You really, yeah, no, you don't understand.
But it's okay. I don't expect you to understand.
Yeah, you're not a girl, so you don't understand. So I'll do it this way.
And the last thing, you laugh and smile more with your partner than with anyone else. I do laugh and smile with you a lot.
Do you?
I do.
Even now?
What do you mean, even now?
Even now, as you grow weary and leery of my
I don't.
Sense
I'm not
of
weary or leery of you. I maybe don't laugh as much as I used to, because you know, I've gotten used to it.
Yeah, and I think you think that I'm just mad about everything.
You are kind of a negative Nancy.
No, I'm not. I'm a comic. I saw somebody else posted the other day. And it made me think of what you said. Like, oh, is that something else you don't like? No, as a comic, you look for things to make fun of. And now it's got to the point where I make fun of something, you go, oh, is this something else you don't like?
It feels like a lot of it circles around things I like.
But the point is, it's not me being hating
and
not liking.
And it feels like you're hating on everything I like.
Well, maybe it's time to reevaluate what you...
No, I'm not changing myself for nobody. Not even my boyfriend.
Ooh, quote Marilyn Monroe. And put
if
it
you
on
can't
Twitter.
Take me at my best.
You can't have to be at my worst. Oh, God.
I think that's a great place to stop.
That's it right there. Yeah. All right. Till next time, tell people how to get a hold of you.
PinkBarb27 on Yahoo, on Twitter, on Facebook. And you can find Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine.
That's your other podcast.
That's my other podcast. And it's going through some changes, but some fun changes.
You had a guest this week.
And every week I'm going to have a new guest.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So auditioning now, if you want to be a part of Two Girls and a Bottle of Wine and you live in the area, you have to be able to come to Parker, Colorado at 5:30 p.m. on Monday or Tuesday evening. It can't be done over the phone.
Yeah, there you go. Right there. That's you.
So I'm auditioning now.
Operators are standing.
Standing.
Bye.
Bye. Oh. You can email me at pinkbarb27@yahoo.com.
Okay, and you can find me on Twitter at Steve
everywhere.
McGrew, and you can find me on Facebook at
everywhere.
Steve Mudflap McGrew, and you can find me everywhere. I actually just Google. That's what I always say.
Google, bitches.
That's it. See ya.
Bye.